Matteo did not exist before this episode. What they are about to describe is happening across Yorkshire and the Humber as you listen. This is their story. In Sheffield Central, construction training sits unfilled while housing targets go unmet, leaving skilled work undone in a constituency that needs both homes and electricians. The block is not about finding qualified people or available workshops, but about connecting resources that already exist through spending choices made in Westminster.
I've always been good with my hands. Growing up, on the manor estate after we moved from Spain when I was 8, I watched my Uncle Jose wire entire houses back in Valencia during our summer visits. The way he could trace circuits, connect systems, bring light to dark rooms, it felt like magic. When I left school at 16 to help support the family after Dad's accident at work, I told myself it was temporary. One day I'd train as an electrician. That day came in 2023. I walked into Sheffield College's construction block, expecting to finally start the electrical installation course I'd been planning for years. The advisor looked sympathetic, but shook her head. "The CITB-funded places are full," she said. "You'd need to pay the full fee yourself. That's £3,200. I stared at the figure on the paper. 3 months of warehouse wages, before rent and food. I took extra shifts, double shifts on weekends. My hands cracked from the cold in the loading bay, but I kept thinking about Jose's steady fingers threading wire through conduit. By spring 2024, I'd saved enough. I called the college, ready to enroll. "I'm sorry," the same advisor told me. "We've had to cancel the September intake. Reduced government funding allocation." The word sounded final, like something beyond anyone's control. I accepted it. Everyone accepts it. There is no funding. It's reasonable. These things happen. I tried a different route. The council housing department had announcements about new builds at Park Hill. Surely they'd need electricians. "The developers handle their own training," the housing officer explained. "They're not taking on locals." I asked why not. She shrugged. "Budget constraints. They bring their own teams." So I contacted South Yorkshire Housing Association directly. The woman on the phone sounded genuinely frustrated. "We'd love to train local electricians," she said. "We're crying out for skilled trades, but our skills budget has been reallocated by central government. The money's gone to areas they consider higher priority." Higher priority than housing? I thought about the empty lots where new flats were supposed to go up, the waiting lists, the people still in temporary accommodation. What could be higher priority than that? My last hope was the Construction Industry Training Board office in Rotherham. The advisor there looked tired before I'd even finished explaining. "You want to know the truth?" he said. "We've got levy money sitting unused because Treasury rules mean we can't spend it in areas with housing shortages. Something about inflation risk and deficit targets. I've got funding that could train 50 electricians, and I'm not allowed to touch it." That evening, walking past Sheffield College's construction block, I noticed something that made me stop. The electrical workshop was dark and empty. Through the windows, I could see the equipment, workbenches, testing meters, cable drums, worth thousands of pounds. All sitting unused, while people like me were told there was no money for training. The same week, I was at the job centre and met three qualified electricians, Dave, Karen, and Martin, all unemployed because there was no work. We got talking over coffee at the cafe next door. They'd been looking for months. Meanwhile, my neighbour Helena works for the NHS and mentioned how the new flats going up near her were being wired by contractors brought in from Birmingham. "Don't know why they didn't hire locally," she said. Something clicked. The building existed. The college workshop sitting empty. The teachers existed. They were just standing around with no students to teach. The students existed. Me and dozens of others wanting to train. The work existed. New housing developments across Sheffield. The qualified electricians existed. Three of them drinking coffee with me, ready to work tomorrow. What exactly was it that there was no money for? I started thinking differently. The government that issues the pound, that prints every note in my wallet, told me it couldn't find enough of them to connect willing students to empty workshops to work that desperately needed doing. The same government that can create billions for bank bailouts in a weekend somehow couldn't manage £3,200 to train an electrician. The real question was never about money. It was about whether the people existed. We did. Whether the skills could be taught, the workshop was right there. Whether the materials were available, the cable drums were gathering dust behind locked doors. whether the work needed doing, every housing development in Sheffield proved it did. The excuse wasn't a fact. It was a choice wrapped in the language of impossibility, like a household saying, "We can't afford it," except households don't issue their own currency. The government does. The limit was never the money. The limit was the willingness to spend it into the places and people who needed it. I'm still here, still watching, still working warehouse shifts, while electricians from Birmingham wire Sheffield's new homes. But I understand now what I didn't understand then. This isn't just my story. Walk through any constituency where people and needs exist side by side, while someone in Westminster says the cupboard is bare, and you'll find the same gap, not a gap in resources, but a gap between what exists and what those with the power to connect them choose to do. The workshops are still there, the teachers are still there, the work still needs doing, and people like me are still waiting for someone to admit that the only thing standing between us and the training is a political choice dressed up as an accounting problem.
What Marte O experienced has a name: cherry picking. This technique works like a researcher who studies ocean pollution by examining only clean rock pools, then declares the ocean is pristine. They select carefully chosen examples while ignoring overwhelming evidence to the contrary. Every time Matteo was told there is no funding, officials were cherry-picking the rare examples where construction training or social housing failed somewhere, using these isolated cases to justify never spending anywhere. They ignored the overwhelming evidence of what happens when government does invest. Vienna's century of successful social housing, Singapore's public development program, or closer to home, every major UK city that built quality council housing at scale until the 1980s. The austerity objection Matteo heard was textbook cherry-picking. Other councils tried building housing and it failed. Selective examples prove nothing. The question is what conditions make programs work, not whether they have ever failed somewhere. Meanwhile, the UK government issues its own currency. It doesn't need to find pounds before spending them. The real constraint is resources: people, skills, materials, time. In Sheffield Central, those resources were sitting idle. Empty workshops, willing students, qualified electricians, housing developments crying out for local workers. The resources existed. The people existed. The decision not to connect them was political, not financial. Sheffield Central ranks 221 out of 543 English constituencies on the Deprivation Index, placing it in Decile 5, English Indices of Deprivation 20 to 25, MHCLG. The constituency has 300 registered charities, Charity Commission Register. Total grants received amount to £4.8 million, 360 giving grant NAV. All sources are published at blockedbritain.co.uk. Blocked Britain tells the stories of people whose lives are shaped by the gap between what Britain needs and what its institutions choose to provide. Every character is fictional. Every situation is drawn from official statistics, produced by Blocked Britain.